Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, It's Not Me, It's You by John Kim, also known as The Angry Therapist, is a practical relationship book that challenges the reflex to assign fault when things go wrong. Rather than treating conflict as a courtroom where one person must be right, Kim frames blame as a cycle that keeps couples stuck and disconnected. Drawing on his coaching style and modern therapy perspective, he emphasizes personal responsibility without self-shaming, inviting readers to examine their patterns, triggers, and protection strategies. The core promise is simple: when you change how you show up, the relationship changes too. As part of the On Purpose series, the book aims to be direct, actionable, and grounded in real-life dynamics, including communication breakdowns, resentment, and emotional reactivity. Readers can expect tools and prompts to identify their role in recurring fights, shift from defensiveness to curiosity, and build a healthier relationship culture intentionally rather than by default. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the blame cycle and why it feels so satisfying. The book centers on the idea that blame is not just a bad habit, it is a cycle with rewards. Blame can offer instant relief by giving pain a target, protecting self-image, and creating a simple story about who is right. Kim highlights how this relief is short-lived, because the same move that reduces anxiety in the moment increases distance over time. When partners focus on proving points, they stop solving problems. The cycle often looks like trigger, interpretation, accusation, defense, counterblame, and emotional withdrawal or escalation. Each step confirms the next, making it feel inevitable. The book invites readers to look beneath the surface content of arguments and notice the emotional purpose blame serves, such as seeking safety, validation, or control. By recognizing blame as a coping strategy, readers can interrupt the pattern without minimizing legitimate hurt. This shift matters because many couples think they fight about dishes, texts, or tone when the deeper issue is how both people handle discomfort. Naming the cycle helps partners step out of the roles of prosecutor and defendant and return to being teammates facing a shared problem. Secondly, ownership without self-punishment, shifting from you to I, a key theme is personal ownership, not as a moral verdict, but as a growth tool. Kim encourages readers to move from what you did to what I felt, what I needed, and what I can do differently next time. This approach reduces defensiveness because it stops framing the partner as the enemy. Importantly, ownership does not mean accepting all responsibility or excusing harmful behavior. Instead, it means identifying your contribution to a dynamic, including how you react, shut down, lash out, or avoid hard conversations. The book's stance aligns with a common therapeutic principle: you cannot control another person, but you can change your choices, boundaries, and responses. Readers are guided to examine their default settings, such as people-pleasing, control, criticism, or emotional numbing, and how these strategies may have once protected them but now create friction. By practicing I statements, taking repair steps, and acknowledging impact, partners can create a safer emotional climate. Over time, consistent ownership builds trust because it signals maturity, accountability, and willingness to work, even when the other person is also imperfect. Thirdly, triggers, narratives, and the stories that fuel conflict, Kim emphasizes that relationships are shaped as much by perception as by events. A small moment can activate a large reaction because it taps an old wound, a fear of abandonment, or a belief about not being valued. The book encourages readers to separate facts from narratives. Facts are what happened, while narratives are the meaning we assign, such as, you do not care, you always choose work over me, or I am not enough. These narratives can be convincing and often draw from past experiences, family patterns, and attachment history. When partners argue from narratives, they argue with ghosts, not with what is actually in front of them. The solution is not to suppress emotion, but to investigate it. Readers are prompted to ask what this is really about, what fear is being activated, and what need is underneath the anger. This creates a path toward emotional responsibility. Your partner may have triggered you, but you are still responsible for how you interpret and respond. The book's practical value is in helping couples slow down the automatic meaning, making that turns everyday stress into personal attacks. Fourthly, communication as connection, repairs, boundaries, and conscious language. Beyond insight, the book focuses on how couples talk when they are upset. Kim highlights that communication is not only about exchanging information, it is about creating connection and safety. Blame language, global statements, and character attacks make safety impossible, while specific requests, timing, and tone make collaboration more likely. A major piece of healthier communication is repair, owning what went wrong in the interaction, expressing regret for impact, and reorienting toward the relationship. Repairs prevent small ruptures from turning into long-term resentment. The book also treats boundaries as a kindness, not a punishment. A boundary clarifies what you will do to protect your well-being, which can stop endless cycles of arguing and re-arguing. readers learn to set limits on escalation, take breaks, and return to the conversation with a clearer goal. Another theme is intentional language, choosing words that describe experiences rather than assign motives. This matters because most conflict is not solved by winning. It is solved by building enough emotional safety for both people to tell the truth. Communication becomes less about verdicts and more about understanding. Lastly, building a relationship on purpose, daily practices that prevent relapse. As part of the On Purpose series, the book frames relationship health as something built through repetition, not inspiration. Kim encourages readers to develop consistent practices that reduce the likelihood of slipping back into blame. These practices include self-check-ins, honest conversations before resentment accumulates, and routines for appreciation and acknowledgement. When partners only talk about problems, the relationship becomes a management project rather than a living bond. The book points toward balancing accountability with warmth, so growth does not feel like constant critique. Another preventive practice is tracking patterns. What topics reliably ignite fights, what conditions make you more reactive, and what repair strategies work. This turns conflict into data rather than destiny. The focus on intentionality also includes making choices aligned with values, such as choosing curiosity over certainty and partnership over pride. Readers are guided to see that love is not only a feeling, but a set of behaviors, especially during stress. By committing to small, repeatable actions, couples can create a new normal where conflict is navigated with more maturity and connection is maintained even when they disagree. In conclusion, this book is best suited for people who notice repeating arguments, emotional reactivity, or a constant sense that someone is always at fault. It will help couples who want practical tools, but it also works well for individual readers who want to change their relationship patterns regardless of whether a partner is on board. The main benefit is that it shifts the focus from proving to improving. By learning to recognize blame as a cycle, exploring personal triggers, and practicing ownership, readers can reduce defensiveness, communicate more clearly, and repair faster after conflict. These skills do not just improve romance, they strengthen friendships, family dynamics, and workplace relationships because the same patterns show up everywhere. Compared with many relationship books that lean heavily on theory or idealized scripts, Kim's approach is direct and action-oriented, emphasizing real-world behavior changes and the inner work that makes them possible. It is worth buying if you want a modern, no-nonsense guide that treats accountability as empowering rather than shaming, and if you are ready to replace automatic reactions with intentional choices that create more trust and connection over time. If you would like to support John Kim, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.